Hey there, it's Irene Lyon, and I wanted to guide you through a very basic neurosensory exercise that is in some ways a hybrid between what one might consider mindfulness and body awareness. I will bring in a few more tweaks that may not be commonplace in such guided exercises. So let's dive in. So first, start by just being aware of where you are. As simple as that might be, one of the primary tenets to nervous system work is orienting to the here and now, to the environment. How you do that will be very indicative of obviously yourself, your preferences, where you are, what your attention tends to be drawn to first. So I'll give you some ideas. First thing is to just take note of the ground that you're on. It could be a chair that you're sitting on, perhaps it's a couch, perhaps you're listening to this when you're outside. So whatever it is that you are in contact with, keep it very simple. Just feel that pressure, that connection to that part of the environment. So it's sort of that tactile sensory awareness to just notice where your body is in space. And one of the key things that occurs, let's say, when we have a traumatic event or a stressful event, or we have stored trauma and stress from our lives, is we get kind of taken out of the here and now. We get brought back into past memories, past sensations, or avoidance of such interactions with ourselves, our body, the world around us. So to just kind of bring this back to orienting to the here and now. And the first way to do that, to just feel and sense the contact you have with the environment. And just see if your attention can focus on that. And you could even potentially say it out loud. So I feel the contact with my feet and the ground, or I sense my hands touching my thighs, or my butt or my pelvis is firmly in contact with the chair. You might even notice that one side is more in contact than the other, so see if there's a weight difference between the left and right sides of your body. And just as you do that, also pay attention to what you see around you. So using your eyes, your visual field, to really look and notice. Notice if you are gazing to something that is right in front of you. Perhaps it's your computer. Maybe you're listening to this on your computer or your phone. Notice what's most naturally there for you to see. Maybe it's a carpet or a plant or some books or a window. Be curious, if you can, with what's in your environment. And even if this environment is something that you are so used to, pretend that you're seeing it for the first time, because it could be that you are noticing the environment in this inquisitive way for the first time. As you look, so actively looking, see if there's a tendency for the eyes to move or the head and neck to move. And I'll actually encourage you, granted it's comfortable to do so, to slowly move your head and neck and to just see. Maybe it's a bit to the left, maybe it's down, maybe it's up. Again, this is, I can't see you, so whatever you're doing is exactly what you're supposed to be doing. There's no right or wrong. The main thing is that this is a slow, guided kind of visual field, checking in with what's around you. It's not like if you were at a tennis game and you were going back and forth, back and forth. It's not like that. It's sort of like you're looking at a vista and really taking in the colors and the textures, that kind of thing. Now, I'll ask this question. As you were looking around, orienting as we would call it, were you able to keep your attention to the contact that your body has with the environment? Were you? Just sort of notice and see if you lost that connection. And it's possible that you did. It's quite common. So now I'm going to guide you or encourage you to feel both at the same time. So that contact you have with your body and the environment, to tune into that, to put your attention there, while at the same exact time scanning and seeing the space that's external to you. Give that a little bit of an experiment. And as you do that, can you also notice other parts of your body that are touching? You can move. There's no need to stay exactly in the same position. If you find that by paying attention to yourself, you realize, oh, I'm a little uncomfortable. I'm a bit skewed in one direction. Or maybe there's an impulse to no longer be sitting. Maybe you want to stand up. Listen to that as well. Again, like I said, there's no real right or wrong here. You could be doing the standing. You can be shifting your weight. You could be walking as you do this. You could even be at the gym on an exercise bike, feeling the seat, the pedals, and scanning that which is around you. So to review, there's two basics that I've brought in here. One is this basic connection to self, feeling the substance of your body against and in support on the environment, how the environment supports your physical mass as a human. Let that really be felt. No need to hold up. No need to brace against the world, just to let the system, your system, be supported by the ground or by a chair or by the grass, whatever. And then as you're doing this, looking and seeing, scanning, do you scan with your vision only or do you listen? There's many senses. There's taste, smell, temperature. Just see what you notice in the environment while paying attention to the environment that supports your physical body in this exact moment. Now, as you do these sort of parallel neurosensory awareness concepts, these ideas, what is your breath doing? How do you breathe? My interest in saying breath or bringing up breathing isn't so that you take a breath, but it's to notice, how are you breathing? Is there a clenching in the chest, or is there a tightening in your belly or in the groin? Is there essentially that holding in that we in the Western world are so good at doing to kind of stay in our posture, to stay taut, to stay ready, to stay guarded? So without changing really much about your breath, and it's possible that me bringing that to the table has made you already change your breathing, can you remember what happened when I first mentioned the word breath? Did you change your breathing? Did you take a deep breath? Did you go, oh man, I was holding it. I wasn't breathing. My belly was tight. So one of the key tenets to awareness work is first knowing what you do first, rather than trying to change it immediately. What is the habitual tone in which you live? Is there a slight tension always? Is there a slight holding? And let's go back to those first two things, contact with your environment. Have you been able to still maintain that connection while I've mentioned breathing and breath? Can you stay connected to the space around you? Were you able to stay connected to that? And then the third piece that I've decided to bring in right now is your breathing. How are you breathing? Can the breath just be breath without any thinking around it, without having to breathe in or breathe out? Our breath is so physiological in that we don't have to think about it. It just happens because it has to, just like our heart beats because it has to, our blood pumps through our vessels because it has to. And yet, when we've had a lot of chronic tension and stress and trauma, these physiological certainties kind of get a bit, they go off track. And so we try to change them in a way, by changing our breathing or, you know, trying to calm our heart rate down. What I have found in this work, and many of my colleagues and students have found, is that by just bringing our system into the here and now, and not trying to change it, but by trying to bring more attention and intention to what we pay attention to, sometimes the breath just naturally returns. Sometimes the heart rate will come down when it notices that, oh, we're just sitting here and things are actually pretty okay. So one last time, bring your awareness to your breath without changing it, just noticing it. Can you allow the head and eyes and your curiosity see around you? Have you always been looking in one direction? Have you missed an entire quadrant in your visual field? Just tune in, see, notice, and then bring the focus, as well as with breathing and the environment around you, what you see, bring the focus also to how you touch and are supported by the ground under you. With ease, with simplicity, And I will end it right there. If you can, come back to this either recording or see if you can, in your own way, bring these three elements together whenever you have a moment, whenever you need to take a moment, the next time you feel a stress response, maybe before you eat, when you're going to bed, in the shower, really at any time, to just bring your system into this here and now, and to just connect, to reconnect to the physiology, to the body, and then how you connect with the environment.